Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
As we said before, we have the wonderful Dr. Joctopus joining us in the studio today. G'day, Jono. How you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very well, very well. So for those of the listeners that don't know, can you explain a bit what your act is about?
Yeah, so my name is Doc Jock, a.k.a. Dr. Joctopus, and I do live drum and bass on the drum kit. So I'm basically playing a mixture of drum and bass and jungle drum and bass tunes live with the drum kit, and I play all the drums for it as the backing tracks are happening with me.
Yeah, it's pretty wicked. I've seen the socials.
It's so cool. Like, the videos are insane.
Yeah, that's what I was actually going to cover. So you've got there's like a 360 cam in there. Like, how do you capture all the footage for your shows? It looks pretty epic.
Yeah, the 360 cam I bought to promo like a show I did a few months ago, and it's just amazing. Like, it's really cool and real creative, and I've just kind of made it my thing where you can chuck it anywhere and it records like all angles, and then you can edit it in like post-production afterwards and do cool like fisheye stuff and make, you know, everything look a bit warped and funny. But it's really cool for the sort of the genre. I think it works well with the you know, high intensity drumming stuff, because it is like an action camera. So yeah,
no, it's dope, it's really cool. And you've been doing this performing under Doc Jock for a year, 2 years now.
I started the idea about 2 years ago. Yep. But my first performance is actually going to be exactly 1 year to the date when I perform on Saturday.
Nice. Bringing in your 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It worked out quite well, actually.
Yeah, that's awesome. So for the listeners who don't know, Doc Jock, Jono is going to be playing at U-Bar this Saturday. Doors open at 9 p.m. And we'll get to tickets later. But yeah, it's a really, really cool visual thing. And obviously you're a very equipped drummer. I was going to ask, do you have a bit of a kit kink? Is there something on the drum kit which you have to have that's slightly different from any other drummer, or a cymbal, or any sort of layout that you find is a bit of a niche find?
As many snare drums as possible.
That's a great answer.
Which ends up, I mean, it's a bit hard to transport too many, but I usually play with three or four. Just this kind of replicate drum and bass break beats, where there's all sorts of different drum breaks happening, and the snare drums kind of replicate that live. So yeah.
I saw you do the cool trick where you put your elbow in and bend it up and do like the tuning. I saw you were tuning it as well.
Yeah.
That's wicked. I love that. What's your favorite snare? Have you yet to pick one?
Oh, I've actually forgotten the name of it, which isn't good. But it's a 10-inch Mapex snare, and it's perfect because you can tune it real low to get like a fat sort of electronic sound, or you can tune it real high to get that like jungle, really high resonating sound.
Dope. That's awesome. I was going to ask, have you had any experience DJing without a drum kit, or have you got interest in that, you know, prior to this endeavor?
Sort of. I kind of got into the world of electronic music through my brother telling me I should do live drum and bass. And when I sort of looked into it, I did buy some BJ decks myself and played around with them. So I've had like a little bit of experience, but like mainly I just stick to doing the drums over a pre-recorded sort of set.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a good idea. I feel like it's something everyone's might have crossed their mind, but to actually go and do it is so wicked, and it's such a spectacle to look at. So I'm really looking forward to Saturday. Yeah, so you might have brushed on it briefly, but you're playing to backing tracks, so preloaded set, and you've got a click track. How does that all run? Is there any sort of kind of freedom, or are you kind of locked into the grid, and how does that work?
It's all sort of like pre-mixed and edited in Ableton.
Cool.
So there's not really a ton of freedom in terms of, you know, doing different songs once it's started, but there's a ton of freedom for me drumming wise. Like, there's no, I don't write any drum parts for it. I will just kind of improvise it all. So every time I play it, it'll be slightly different from the drums end, but the track will stay the same. Yeah.
Wicked. Oh, that sounds like heaps of fun.
Once in a lifetime opportunity. You only see it once.
Yeah, no, it's pretty special. Yeah, for those that don't know, Saturday, this Saturday, the 14th, at U-Bar, 9 p.m., Doc Jock will be joined by P-Root, Grade, and Dizzle for your first show down here as Doc Jock. Is that true?
Yep, that is true.
Have you ventured down here in any other musical projects?
I have. I've played with an indie band called Jam Henderson. I've actually played with you, Logan. and I've played in a jazz band a few months ago as well at the Dunedin Jazz Club. But yeah, we're switching up the genres a wee bit and doing some D&B now, which is cool.
Oh, well, yeah, no, it's really cool to see. I'm loving seeing it because I've... Being in Dunedin long enough, you do get a bit worn out. Yeah. Through the D&B stuff, so it's honestly lovely
to see.
It adds
a different layer to it. I mean, I'm not even a big D&B fan, but watching your videos, it's a completely different thing, I think.
Oh, thank you. I mean, that's the whole idea behind it, something fresh, something new.
Yeah, do you prefer playing this than, you know, jazz music or indie music?
I can't really compare it. Like, they scratch different itches for me. Sometimes it's nice to play some just simple indie rock and really lock in. But this is definitely something that's challenging for me, and it's high energy and high intensity. It's a bit of a workout, but...
No idea. Non-stop too, I bet. Well, for most of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wicked. Hey, thanks so much for joining us today, Jono.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to play a Jim Henderson track.
We also have a giveaway for Doc Jock.
We do have a giveaway.
We have a giveaway for Doc Jock.
Oh, my
Jock.
God.
Yes, we do.
Surprise.
Oh, my God.
We're going to give away two tickets.
We are going to give away two tickets. Yeah, how would we like to do that?
Jono, what question would you like to pose to the listeners for them to answer through our text line to win those tickets?
We have backup, so don't feel too pressured.
Question, what is the hit D&B song that Chase and Status have just released and that's gone viral right now?
My goodness, I love it. Well, so what was it, the most recent viral Chase and Status song?
Yeah.
Track?
Yeah. I'll give the listeners a hint. It's got Stormzy in it.
And it's got Stormzy in it.
Nice.
Okay.
The number that you want to text into is 021-272-3461. Text them with their answer and you and a mate could be, I was about to say skip the queue and head straight through. This is not Pipeline Pass.
No, it's
not. And a mate could win two tickets to Jock Doc this Saturday in U-Bar.
With support act P-Root, Great, and Dizzle. Thank you very much, Jono, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
No worries. This
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.